Curtis and the Entity. Heading into his bedroom, Curtis noticed the bathroom door was ajar, a rectangle of light slicing into the darkened hallway and framing the wall opposite. He opened it wider to flick off the light and froze. The box sat upon the textured gray rug by the shower. One flap was raised, and what looked like the crown of a dark head was barely visible above the rim of the box. A shuddering wheeze filled the room around the box. The head began to rise. Curtis screamed and ran toward the closest room to him, slamming his bedroom door behind him. He clicked the lock, and then, for good measure, he grabbed a chair from the small desk and jammed it under the knob. Dropping to the floor, Curtis watched beneath a crack of the door. Something was approaching. He could see the shadows twist and move as it drew closer. His eyes widened as two bare feet came to a stop outside. Lifting himself up onto his elbows, Curtis blinked rapidly, his mind trying to comprehend what he was seeing. He dropped back to the floor. The feet were gone, but in their stead was one half of a face, a single visible eye, as black as an abyss, gazing at him from beneath the floor. The thing's half-mouth curled into a sneer, a long, rasping breath escaping from between lips that were so drained of color they were practically gray. Scrabbling back from the door, Curtis dived into his bed. The mattress was bare, as were the pillows, since his overwrought mind hadn't thought to replace the covers. With a whimper, he looked on as the shadows beneath the door alternated. The rasping and wheezing continued, and Curtis realized that it was calling his name.
Curtis!
How the fuck does it know my name? He whispered to himself. With growing horror, Curtis watched as the shadow within the strip of light coalesced, and long alabaster fingers began creeping beneath a crack under the door. They skittered along the carpet, both sets of fingers crossing the threshold onto his side of the barrier. It was horrific to behold. Curtis and Lila meet at the diner. He turned toward the voice. He would have known that gentle cadence anywhere.
Lila,
he said, smiling warmly and stepping forward to envelop her in his arms. She leaned into him heavily, the soft scent of her jasmine shampoo filling his senses.
The usual, Curtis,
called Maria, the proprietor, from behind the counter. Lila stepped back from his embrace, a shy smile on her face. Curtis shot a grin and a thumbs up toward Maria, and with a knowing smile and the shake of her head, she busied herself behind the counter, preparing the food.
So, have you told anyone about our date tomorrow?
He asked Lila, leaning around her to wave at her friend Emily, who grinned and wiggled her fingers at him in return.
Oh, it's a date now?
She smiled up at him, the light through the plate glass window catching her hair and turning it golden.
It's absolutely a date, and we all knew about it before you two even arranged it,
Emily called sweetly.
Even I knew,
Maria laughed. Lila looked down shyly, her cheeks tinting the subtlest shade of pink. Curtis could feel his heart squeeze. God, he loved that girl so much. Bella sees something.
Daddy?
The two men turned to see Bella standing in the open doorway in bare feet, her battered old stuffed dog clutched in hand.
What's the matter, baby? Asked Tim, dropping to his knees before the little girl and brushing a fiery curl behind her ear.
The lady's looking for Uncle Kurt. She's in his room waiting for him,
she replied sleepily.
She was calling him, and I don't think Mommy could hear her, so I went to see if she was okay.
Tim whipped his head around to look at Curtis, whose jaw had dropped.
She's not very pretty, Uncle Kurt.
Bella leaned around her father to address the other man.
She's kind of scary.
Tim knew by the sudden wild look in Curtis's eyes that his next move could make
or break, however traumatizing this situation was going to be for his daughter. He snapped his finger at his friend to garner his attention, then waved his hand slowly in a calm down motion. "Let's get you back to bed, baby girl," Tim said, lifting the little girl into his arms. Curtis stood and followed them through the doorway. While Tim brought Bella back into her room, Curtis continued down the hallway to the guest room. As he approached the door, the acrid smell of smoke caught his nostrils. He cautiously stepped inside, his eyes darting around the shadowed room. He flicked on the overhead light, but the room was empty. Curtis knew he should be relieved, but what Bella had said was stuck in his brain.
"She's kind of scary,"